Blog Talk Radio. Thank God.
I want to welcome all of you from all over the world coming to be with us on this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We are in the midst of a new awakening, It's coming to pass. I said some months ago that they'll catch this in the media. And you haven't seen it yet, but perhaps the vision is for an appointed, in fact, it is for an appointed time. They will catch this in the news media, and you will see them reporting about it all over the world, this new awakening. And it is a spiritual shift, climate in the atmosphere, spiritual shift, shifting from the asking, give me, give me, give me, give me, just every time we pray, Lord, do this, Lord, do that, Lord, do this, and never really stopping to give him the praise that he rightfully deserves. For ages, they have overlooked God and took him for granted, as though he's just something that they just got a sidekick. No, 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 no. He is the only true and living God, and he deserves our praise. We were created to praise him according to 102 Psalms. Yeah. And so some people don't understand the blog line. I heard someone say that, but it is easy to understand. It is a one-tracked mind blog line, and that is to praise the Lord, give him 1,000 thank yous. There are so many advantages for thanking God like that. So many. I gave them to them last night. I'm trying to give them tonight again. All of the benefits from thanking God like that. And I tell you, one of the benefits is that whenever you thank God like that, you usher in the praise. You usher in, and he inhabits the praises of his people. And then one of the things God is doing for us is that whenever we praise God on this prayer line, as well as the blog line, it positions us to receive miracles from God. I don't know who you think is positioned more, somebody who does not take time out of their busy schedule to praise him, or the one who has a busy schedule but takes time to give him thanks and adoration. I believe, and I want to suggest to you, that the one who has time for God is the one who is positioned to receive a miracle from God. God be praised. God be praised. This morning, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and kindness and love and compassion and mercy and everything else you do for us, God. We do appreciate you and love you and give you all the glory and adoration. We ask for forgiveness for any sins, omission, commission. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. We ask for healing virtue to flow on this line, that every person who has an affliction or sickness or disease or any type of illness, that you would have mercy and heal their bodies, that they may even praise you better. For we are created to praise you. Now, God, bless every person on the prayer line and the blog line. People all over in Africa and Asia, India, France, and Germany, Poland, and all kinds of areas. Many, many, many other nations and cities who are listening to you. And we ask blessings upon all of them. Who can bless all of them except you? And that's why we praise you and give you adoration, because you're the only true living God, and do so things so differently than anybody else. Oh, God, thank you. Now, I pray this morning be a blessed day. Don't let people meet the same way they came, but bless them bountifully. I'm specifically asking you to look on Mother Adley Johnson, and that you give her miracles after miracle, miracle after miracle, in the name of Jesus. And raise her up that she may be a witness, again, even stronger, we pray. Now, bind the enemy. We do bind the enemy and cast him out. And we speak the words that you told us. We loose blessings upon her, and we bind the enemy and bind any curses that the enemy will try to put out. I thank you for it. Bless us this day. We'll bless you back. Give you the glory and the adoration. Thank you. We ask all of this properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and properly for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And good morning, Lord. Lord, good morning. Everybody speak to the Lord. He is real.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning. Speak to him like y'all awake. Amen. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
He inhabits the praises of his people. If you believe that, I'm going to say praise check. When I do, open your mouth. Don't sit there and let the devil talk to you and tell you, let them praise him. Yeah, who you think says things like that? It's the enemy who doesn't want God to get praise. He's a jealous fiend, because he doesn't receive praise. His people are like him, jealous, and don't want him to have no praise. And so he's jealous of God because he gets all this praise. Let's make the devil more jealous. Amen. Let's give God the best praise you got. This morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, let's give him the best praise you got. Amen. I say praise check. Come on in. Praise check, y'all. Praise check.
Johnson, we cannot hear you.
Devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Dr. Pfeiffer, you want to pick it up until he returns?
God bless you. We just want to keep on thanking God. Let's just thank him more.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us see.
God bless you and you and everybody. I don't know if I can recap everything I said. I thought y'all were hearing me. But I do want to welcome everybody from First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line and also the blog line that has combined with us. And I want to thank you for being here. Amen. Y'all did hear my prayer this morning, didn't you?
Amen. Yes,
amen.
God bless you. I don't know where y'all dropped where I dropped it. But I just want to ask you to prepare for a couple of things this morning. Number one, I want you to know that we're going to do an all-night shut-in tonight. And I'm going to need you to step in. And it's a wonderful thing to do things for the Lord. Amen. A lot of times, well, not a lot of times, but all the time, he's always doing things for us. And then when the opportunity comes for us to reciprocate and do things for him, we back up. Amen. He's there with us on our line, and yet we're not there with him on his line. He's on the blessed line, and you want to get ready to get on his line and be there for him. Be there for him. It's important, y'all. It's important. So if you want to show your love for the Lord, be ready, because I'm going to ask you to be over the prayer line on tonight, beginning at 9, and we have several 30-minute sections, slots, and also 1-hour slots that I'm going to ask you to take. What do you do when you take those? Well, you can pray, you can testify, you can preach, whatever you want to do. You can just give him the glory, thank him for 30 minutes or whatever you want to do, but lead it and be over that time slot. You can have your own church at that time, and it's a wonderful praise unto God. Now, if the devil tells you, oh, you can't do that, learn to recognize his voice. God wouldn't be saying to you, you can't do that. That's not God. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. Because God would be saying his word, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do it. But the devil would tell, oh, you can't do that. That's the enemy. That's the enemy's voice. And I want you to prepare to jump in there like you really want to be a blessing to God. Amen. Now, the enemy, Satan, seeks to take, steal, kill, and destroy. But God brings life. And he doesn't want you to praise him simply because he doesn't get praise. He wants to be the God. He's tried in the heaven and got kicked out. But so he doesn't want God to get praise down here. But he's a liar. We're going to give him praise like the world has never seen before. All right, so be ready for that. Secondly, I want you to get ready to give some praise reports and prayer requests. All right? May the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to commend the prayer line last night, the youth prayer line. Sister Gina, you did a wonderful job. Those who joined you, they were so encouraging. Amen. We talked about suicide last night, and the enemy is trying to kill. Yeah, that's one of the new strategies he has. Never really heard of suicide in the Afro-American community until of late in the last 10 years. And now the enemy is trying to bring it like the Holy Ghost fell in a rushing mighty wind. So we got to be careful with that thing. I want to hear some praise reports. Yeah. If God has been good to you, and I know he has, I want you to get them ready. But the first praise report I want to hear this morning is from a young lady here.
God bless you, too. And I want to say good morning to every one of you. This is Mother Johnson on the line, and I praise and honor the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansingness in my soul. And I thank God I'm here in the hospital, but I'm getting every day, getting stronger. And the Lord is in the blessing business. But I want to say greetings to all of you in America and all of you that are in foreign land. God is a good God. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to know the Lord. And I lean and depend on him. I trust in his word that he never leave me nor forsake me. And I'm a witness that he has never left me yet. I praise and honor the Lord for Jesus and for his cleanliness. You know what a wonderful, wonderful thing about the Lord. He looks on us when we can't look on ourselves. He takes care of us when we can't take care of ourselves. And we learn how to just lean on him. God bless each of you. Just be sweet and just keep giving yourself to the Lord. The Lord won't leave you. If you don't leave him, he'll never leave you. God bless you.
God bless you. That was Mother Eileen Johnson. She'll be 95 March the 4th. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. Anybody else with the praise report? If so, jump in there. The line is open to you. When I say that, go ahead and start talking. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila from Aguero. I truly thank the Lord this morning for my life, health, and strength. I thank the Lord for this wonderful prayer line. I thank God for you and you and you. I just truly thank God because we had a good storm here in Connecticut. But I'm truly giving God the praise because he's just a great God. We prepare ourselves to have our lights to be out, but God says otherwise. Our lights are still on. Yes, we had to go through the storm, but I'm truly thanking the Lord for the storm. I thank you, God, for the greater works that you have done. God bless you all. Mother Johnson, I love you. You're stronger than ever. You're such a great person, and you're inspiration in my life, and I truly thank the Lord for you. God bless you all. Have a blessed day in God. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. All right. Someone else, the line is open to you. All right. I can't have dead space. If you're going to give a praise report, be ready. Yes. Be ready.
Thank
be
God.
Ready.
Good morning. Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I want to thank God for God waking me up this morning. And not only did he wake me up, but he blessed me to get up. And I thank him for that. I thank God because he has watched over us all night long. Bless us to get up with a mind to be on the prayer line. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for everyone that's on the prayer line. I thank God for this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I have
thank
been
you,
blessed. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. And I go to bed with a thank you. I wake up in the night with a thank you. I get up in the morning and it's another thank you. And truly, God is good. He's faithful to his word. Whatever you have said that the Lord has told you, I have observed that God has done just that. Blessings in 2014 like we've never seen. And just because he did it in 2014, I believe that we're going to see miracles in 2015 just like you had prophesied.
Thank you.
And I just thank God for that. I thank God for your faithfulness. And I always say that. My prayer to God is, I say, God, I thank you for the example that Dr. Johnson gives to be faithful in whatever God has given you to do. Thank God. And you all pray for me as I pray for everyone that's on this prayer line during the day. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Anita from area code 616. Giving
God bless you.
Ahead of my life. I just
talk a little louder.
I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for taking me through my surgery on yesterday. I thank the Lord for Chief Ambassador Johnson for his prayers and the prayers of those of you that are on the line. I just thank God because everything went very well. I had not received the written report. I will get that in about a week or two. But other than that, things went very well. And God is good all the time. And he's worthy to be praised. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right. You should be prepared now. When I say the line is open to you, somebody else. Are you all ready? The line is open to you. Anybody
else? Sister Lucille. I just first give honor to God this morning, my pastor, Mother Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. And I just want the saints to continue to pray for me, pray my strength in the Lord, and pray for my children. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. All right. Bless the Lord. Good. The line is open to you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Give a praise report.
Morning, Chief Ambassador. God bless you. And Chief Ambassador, I must say, this Ambassador, thank you and Ambassador Betty and your family for taking care of Mother Johnson for us until we get there. And we just praise God for you. And Mother Johnson, we want you to know we love you with the love of the Lord. And God bless you and give you a speedy recovery and have you up jumping rope by tomorrow. Praise God. Amen. The devil can't keep young women down. I found that out. He cannot keep you down. Praise God. Your faith has made you whole. And we just honor you and thank you. I've had a lot of company this week from out of town, and we have more coming for the weekend. And I thought maybe since this was February, it was a little inclement for people to travel, but seemed like every time one leave, three or four, five or six come. But I just thank God that he's blessing and watching over his people. He is giving them journey mercy and blessing them to come and enjoy the Lord with us, and we just praising God. So keep up the good work, Chief Ambassador, and everyone on this line, I want you to know how much I love you and thank you so much for your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Appreciate those encouraging words. All of us need to be encouraged, and I appreciate it. Mother Johnson, she's looking mighty fine here. She got a nice little bonnet on her head. Amen. And she's over there smiling. God bless you. All right. Is there anybody else? Go ahead. Anybody else with a praise report? Jump right in there and give me a praise report.
Missionary Hendricks, area code 912. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, thank God for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and in it I will rejoice. I'm just thanking God for watching over us last night as we slept. I thank God for life. Life. God is good. I praise the Lord. I thank God for his many blessings that he restored on us from time to time. I thank God. Hallelujah. Dr. Johnson, for Mother Johnson. Hallelujah. I thank God for her. I love her. Thank God for ambassadors and everybody on the prayer line. God is good, and he's worthy. He's worthy of all our praises in Jesus' name. Remember me in prayers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Missionary Henry. So anybody else? I have a praise report. If someone's up there.
Good morning, Good morning. This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning to you, Ambassador Johnson, and to all of the saints on the line. Indeed, I just thank God for another day that he has blessed us and kept us, spared my life to see, oh God. And I just thank him because he truly is worthy to be praised. I thank him because he's opened doors and made ways for me time and time again. And I love him on this morning. I want you to know, Mother Johnson, that you are such a saintly, godly woman that makes it easy to love. You know, some saints, I tell you, you can just say it's so easy to love them. And you're such a saintly mother. I praise God for you, and I continue to pray that God would touch you, heal you, and deliver you, that you would continue on making a difference in the life of people. And, Dr. Johnson, I just praise God for you and your vision. Continue in the Lord and remember me and mine.
God bless you. All right. Is there one more? One more before I move here. If so, jump in there now. All right. God bless you, all of you on this wonderful prayer line and from all over the world in the blog line. I want to just tell you all over the world to be encouraged. Get ready, Ambassador Hagen, to give us a station identification. I just want you to know God is in the blessing business. No matter where you are in Asia or Africa or India, wherever you are, the Lord is there with you. He always looks after his children, and he promised to supply your every need. Look for him to do so. I just want to just admonish you to keep praising him. It's the new awakening, and it makes a difference. This praise is touching the world. I didn't know how it would be possible to change the world, but God is using this to change the world. He is. You get that thank you, thank you, thank you going, it will change your church. I hope you get it in your church. It will change your church. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. I've got to move here this morning because I've got to know who's going to handle these times for the all-night prayer tonight. If you've never been a part of that, may I encourage you to do so. This is a wonderful, it is a wonderful, wonderful time with the Lord. And people are speaking all night long and praying and praising God, giving praise reports. And just there's so much going on during this night. And so, but I want to know who is going to be a blessing to the Lord. He's been a blessing to you. Tell me who is going to be a blessing to the Lord. How can you be a blessing to the Lord? By simply making a sacrifice to get up and handle the people who are coming to worship him and to praise him. I'm a man of order. God is a God of order, first of all. I'm a man of order. And we have order even during the all-night prayer line. The order is for you to be the prayer line conductor for 30 minutes, or you can have an hour. If you want to have 2 hours, we'll consider that. But that's the order. Well, I'm going to ask Sister Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges to give us the time. I know from 9 to 9:30, I'm going to take that because we're going to thank him 1,000 times before we get started on the all-night prayer shut-in. But at 9:30 to 10, take it from there, Sister Gina, and let's have those times.
God bless you. Thank you, Chief Ambassador. We basically have all hours are currently available beginning at 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock a.m. From 10 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock a.m. is currently open.
All right. Thank you so very much. Who would like to take the 10 to 10:30 or 10 to 11, either way? Just tell us what you would like to have. Drop the name. Okay, who is that? Let's start out with running, everybody. Let's start out. Who takes the 10 o'clock to 10:30?
Oh, I thought I heard someone else. This is Charlotte. Good morning. I will take the 10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 to 10:30 or 11 to. Okay. All right, who takes the 10:30 to 11?
I'll take 10:30 to 11. I may not be on the full 30 minutes, but I'll start off with 10:30.
All right. I need you to be just kind of like oversee the 30 minutes. Thank you. Do it, whatever you need to do. Ambassador Lady Betty, God bless you. All right. Who takes the 11 o'clock? You can take from 11 to 12 or 11 to 11:30. Tell us which one you want. Jump in there. I want y'all running to take this for the Lord, do things for the Lord. All right, who takes the 11 o'clock? All right, put me down, okay? Who wants to take the 12 o'clock hour from 11? I'll take the 11 and 12. Who takes the 12 o'clock hour?
I'll take the 12 o'clock hour, Ambassador Stern, 12 to 1.
Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. Who would take the 1:30 or 2? Who would take that? Who was that? I didn't quite hear it. Who would take the 1 to 2 o'clock?
I'll take the 1 to 2 o'clock, Dr. Lacey.
We'll always give your name. We want to know who it is.
So I'll take the 1 to 2, Dr. Lacey.
All right. All right. Who will handle it from 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. to 2:30 or 2 a.m. to 3 o'clock? Either one. Tell us which one you want. All right. Who would take that? O saints of the Most High God, who will take the 2 o'clock, the 2:30, or 2 to 3? Who will take that?
I'll take it, Dr. Johnson. This is Bernita, area code 616.
Okay, what an honor to do this.
Okay,
what an honor.
Repeat that time again.
2 o'clock. You want 2 to 2:30 or 2 to 3?
I would like a half an hour.
Okay, 2 to 2:30. All right, who will take 2:30 to 3 o'clock in the morning? All right, put me down from 2:30 to 3. All right, I'm going to get these blessings. Amen. Thank the Lord. Who will take 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock in a.m.?
I'll take it, Dr. Lacey.
All right, Dr. Lacey, you want it again?
Yes, it'll be all right.
3 to 3:30 or 3 to 4? 3 to 4. 3 to 4. All right, who will take 4 a.m. to 4:30? Who would take 4 a.m. to 4:30? Oh, all right, put me down. Who would take 4:30 to 5? The devil is a liar.
I'd say.
Who would take what? 4:30 to 5?
Yes.
All right. Who would take 5 to 5:30?
I'll take just
5. Just a little
seal.
Just a
little
seal.
All right, 4:30. To 5, okay? Who will take 5 to 6 or 5 to 5:30?
5:30 to 6, third.
Okay. Ambassador Stern, who will take that 5 to 5:30? I need that slot, Phil.
Sister Lucille has that.
Okay, good. 5:30 to 6 is Ambassador Stern. Who will take, we're back at the prayer line at 6 o'clock. I got that. All right. May the Lord bless you all and keep you. I want to thank those who want to be a blessing to God. Let me pray for you now. Father, I did what you told me to do. I put it out there. And God, those persons who were willing to just be a blessing to you, I want to ask you to prove yourself. Prove yourself in the name of Jesus. And bountifully give them miracles. Let them have miracles that are noticeable and miracles like they've never seen in 2015. Let this thing happen. And now we thank you for it in the name of Jesus right now as we give you time, even during the night, to praise you and give you glory. Thank God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. While it's on my mind, I want to just mentioned Ambassador-elect Prophetess Gail Stith down there in Arkansas. Yeah, I'm sorry they missed you yesterday, as they were calling our ambassadors-elect, and you are certainly one of our ambassadors-elect, and you've done a bumper job there in Arkansas. We appreciate you more than words can express. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right. God bless all y'all. We're going to have the all-night prayer beginning at 9 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, we're going to have the blog line combined with the prayer line. Ambassador Hagan, I know I have you standing by. Combine those two lines, please, for us tonight. And give us a station identification, if you can, right now, and tell us where we're being heard and where we'll be heard tonight. Also, we're working on, by the way, we're working on this this Chinese line and this Korean line. Okay. Are you there, Ambassador Hagan?
So, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Ambassador. We do honor and respect you today and thank God for you, sending out special shouts and blessings to our Chief International Ambassador, as well as Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Adelie Johnson, to all of the ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops and all of, and thank God for my bishop, and thank God for all of the other providers, broadcasters, our glory to God, just everybody in those special places, to all the family who's listening from all around the world, whatever country, whatever continent, we just thank God for everybody that's on the call today. May God ever bless you. Thank you for being here. And we are here. We are live broadcasting from the live studios of NPA.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you, we've been heard literally all over the world. We want to thank God for all of the broadcasters that are behind the scenes that are taking this as well and are helping in the background, that a lot of them have donated their expertise as well as their time, and they do not want to be broadcasted or to, you know, receive any accolades. They're just doing it strictly from their heart to help us in this vision, and we thank God for them. We're being heard today in, my Lord, continents such as Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, South America, Oceania, oh my God, as well as the different other nations are taking on the signal, and we thank God for them, more than 90 million listeners, and to God be the glory. And we want to thank God for you, Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. May God forever bless you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagan. You're doing an excellent job yourself. Thank God for you.
Thank you,
I want to thank God for Ambassador, let me change that, for Prophetess, Prophetess Baker from California. This woman has been a blessing to me, and called me the other day and said, thus said the Lord, and gave me the prophecies of what God was saying. And many of her prophecies have already come to pass, and they are coming to pass. Thank God for you, Prophetess Baker. And for all of you who have encouraged me, thank you. I want to just thank you, because while the enemy is trying to discourage me, you are encouraging me. Thank you so very, very much. It makes a lot of difference. It makes a lot of difference. And bless you so much. I want to get some prayer requests now. And I'm not at the board, but those who are, we want to, while you're sleeping or something like that on the line, we have to mute you. I hope you understand that. Amen. I want to have some prayer requests. Ambassador Stern, if you would take these and get ready to pray this morning, certainly would appreciate it. You're such an awesome blessing. Thank God for you. All right. Give me those prayer requests. You got a prayer request? Make it known now. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm sorry, I just woke up. I had this sleep agonist machine, and I had to sleep with it last night. the doctor told me to do yesterday. So I just thank you, praise God, for another day, and I thank you, praise God, that Mother Johnson is doing great, and she's going to continue to do great, because God is with her. And I just want to thank and praise God for each and every one that's on the prayer line this morning. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. I just thank and praise God for another day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And I just say thank and praise God for Dr. Johnson. When you're not on the line, we miss you. So we always keep you lifted up in prayer. And you be encouraged, because God is able to do anything but fail. I just said, pray for me.
All right. We will pray for you, Mother Johnson, Mother Willie Johnson. Amen. All right. Someone else, you have a prayer request.
I have a prayer request. This is Dr. Lacey Waukegan. They're getting ready to have a fundraiser in my honor, my birthday. My birthday is on the 17th of March, and the fundraiser is on the 21st. And I ask that you would pray that the Lord would let us sell every ticket to help raise money to keep Mary's mission going.
All right. God bless you. We certainly will. All right, someone else with a prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille. And I'm asking prayer for myself. I keep having these headaches, and I'm just going to say to pray for me.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much for making your request known.
This is Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting prayer for myself. I feel better this morning, but when I got ready to get up, my hip began to hurt. But I know God is able, and pray for my little girl here, Angel. She says she doesn't feel well, but I'm looking forward to her being able to get up and go to school this morning.
Good, good. We certainly will have prayer for that. Anyone else got a prayer request? If so, jump in there.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. Unspoken request and asking a special request prayer for the Johnson family, Dr. Johnson family.
Oh, so compassionate. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Prayer for myself and for the Johnson family. Beautiful. Thank you. All right, someone else. All right.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I want to ask prayer for Mother Riley and Sister Geraldine Garnett. These two young ladies, they are calling me. They're texting me all the time, asking me how I'm doing because of the passing of my mother. And I'm just asking God to do great things for each and every last one of you on this prayer line. I tell you, when you have someone very close to you who passed away, you need someone to keep in contact with you. So I'm just asking God right now to shine favor on everyone on this prayer line, but especially to Mother Riley and Sister Geraldine Garnett. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. That's beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Do we have another one? Go speak up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning again, everybody. This is 816. Just wanted to give a shout out. It was good to hear Sister Sheila's voice. And I wanted to send up a prayer request for Elder Strider. I meant to do that yesterday, and I forgot. But I do want to send up a prayer request for Elder Strider. And I also just want to get that prayer request in for the 10,000 as we're getting ready to get ready for the first fruit in June.
God bless you. God bless you. All right. Someone else?
Dr. Johnson, it's Mother Wilson again. I'm requesting prayer from my sister, Doris Johnson. She's supposed to go for a colonoscopy this morning. But I'm also requesting prayer for her that God will open up her understanding to, and give her to know what her position with God is. And she's been seeking for a while. She wants to really sing. She used to sing. But God is giving her another, taking her to another level, and the enemy don't want her to go there. But I want y'all to pray for her that she will know what her gift is in the Lord.
All right. Noted. And thank you so much.
Lex, Sister Gina, and I want to put Sister Jerry Hall on the prayer list this morning, and also myself. I've been having problems with my stomach for the last 3 days, so please put me on the prayer list also.
We certainly will. All right. Anyone else?
This is Palmer, 913, and I thank God for being here this morning with you again. I'd like to know if I could get prayer for my a relative that is younger, about 25, and her, she had two children, a baby that's 3 months old, and her and her husband are having a lot of difficulties in their marriage, and I'm just asking for a prayer and strength for her to make it through, and that God will reveal unto her whether she's going to stay in the marriage or whether she's not, and also for salvation for the two of them, the father and the mother right now, the children. The two children in this situation, a three-year-old and a three-month-old. And I just ask God's blessings upon that marriage as well as upon their lives for salvation.
All right. And then her name is Lushanda?
No, her name is Lene.
Lene, all right. God bless you. All right. I think we're ready to pray. If there's one more, I want to allow that. Go ahead. Anyone else?
Sister Linda, 801 Utah. I just want y'all to keep my grandbaby in prayer. The one that I asked for prayer yesterday, his name is Lamont, and he will be having surgery tomorrow.
All right, all right. God bless you. I think we're in a quota here. And I want to release a line to Ambassador Stern, amen, who is well capable. And Lord bless you and keep you. Are you there, Ambassador Stern?
Yes, I'm here, Ambassador.